thank you very much. I am a very, very newly minted PhD, and so today I'm going to be presenting on the first part of my dissertation work. And so this, here I'm going to be talking about the effect of acculturation on variation of having specifically usual source of care in Asian Americans versus whites in California. And just so there's no confusion, I'm going to be talking about Asian Americans and Asians back and forth interchangeably, and also non-Hispanic whites and whites through the whole process. So, between 2000 and 2050, the U.S. population is projected to increase by 49%. In comparison, the Asian population is projected to increase by 213%. Much of this population increase is attributed to immigration, since 61% of Asians are foreign-born. These individuals originate from at least 19 countries with over 30 ethnicities and 800 languages and dialects. So having a usual source of care is a really important access measure, since it acts as a facilitator to entry into the healthcare system and of timely service use. It has been defined as having a person or place an individual usually goes to when they're sick and in need of medical advice, and has been found to be associated with better health outcomes, better continuity of care and follow-up, better control of chronic conditions, and increased use of preventive services. It's also very important to point out that the benefits of having a usual source of care have been found to be independent of insurance. So the next obvious question to me is why I think this is important. And I think this is important because Asians have similar and greater risk for many diseases than compared to whites, but this is largely not recognized on a national scale. However, some of these conditions, the problems are compounded with lower rates of follow-up or even lower rates of screening themselves. So for example, among the risk for diabetes among Asians is similar compared to whites, yet they have lower prevalence rates of eye exams and foot exams among diabetics compared to whites. So improving rates of having a usual source of care in Asians will increase early detection of disease and facilitate treatment of medical care. So usual source of care as an outcome is quite sparse in the Asian American literature. What has been reported and studied shows a lot of variation and a lot of inconsistencies. The 2012 National Health Disparities Report has found that the prevalence of having a primary care provider to be 8% less in Asians than in whites. Meanwhile, Wen and Belouz found that Asians have 31% lower odds of a provider than whites, but Ku and Mitani found no difference. When thinking about this topic, I also wanted to think more carefully about the more common factors of access: education, income, health insurance, and employment. These factors are generally important in the Day and Anderson model for health behavior, yet I'm curious to see if these are actually different among Asians, and this really hasn't been studied. But studies looking at utilization for Asians found that health insurance is clearly significant, yet there aren't any clear relationships for education, income, and employment. So since 61% of the Asian population is foreign-born, access to care research largely takes into consideration acculturation or the psychosocial and cultural effects of immigration. Two commonly found measures of acculturation that I also use are length of residence and English proficiency. Conceptualizations of acculturation also recognize the importance of communities and how they affect health and health behavior. To attempt to get at this idea, I also want to measure whether respondents live in a racially concordant neighborhood. So, therefore, I have two major research objectives going into this study. The first is basically, is there a difference in having a usual source of care between whites and Asians? And the second are, what are the key factors influencing usual source of care for whites and for Asians separately? So, to answer this research objective, I used the 2005 and 2009 California Health Interview Survey, or CHIS. This is a biennial cross-sectional random digit dial survey, and it represents the non-institutionalized population in California. I use this data set because it's rich in ethnicity and demographic information, and it is administered in multiple Asian languages. The 2007 data was not used because of a change in wording in the usual source of care question. From the census tract for the 2010 census, I took the ethnic composition from the census tract and combined it with the CHIS data. The study population I chose were adults 18 to 64 years old. Children and elderly adults were excluded because they have different health accessing behaviors. So using these 2 years of data, I had about over 38,000 whites and about 7,500 Asian adults. So the primary outcome that I'm going to look at is having a usual source of care other than the emergency department. Race is my key independent variable of interest, and I'll stratify my models by this or look at this variable. I then also categorize my variables using the Anderson and Adai health behavioral model. The key predisposing variable was educational attainment. And what I did differently here was actually make my reference group some graduate school or more because of the high levels of educational attainment among Asian Americans. I also look at insurance, and that's categorized as uninsured, other public, Medicare, other private, and employer-based insurance. And then for employment, I was also interested, I pulled out a self-employed population. Finally, for my acculturation variables, I looked at English proficiency, length of residence, and residence in a concordant neighborhood. For length of residence, I used 5 years and 15 years for cutoffs for length of residence with U.S. born as a reference group, and then 40% cutoffs for defining a concordant neighborhood. So I ran chi-square tests of characteristics by race to test for bivariate differences between my two groups, and then I ran a multivariable hierarchical logistic regression model where so that I could see how the disparity in usual source of care may change as more variables are added to it. Model 1 includes predisposing and demographic variables. Model 2 adds the enabling variables in. And then Model 3 adds the acculturation variables. I then look at all the changes stratified by Asians and by whites. So here I'm seeing the acculturation factors for non-Hispanic whites and Asian adults, so the unweighted percentages. And you see that my two populations are very different from each other. For example, in English proficiency, 18% of the Asians have low English proficiency compared to 0.3% of whites in California. Not surprisingly, 70% of the Asian sample are immigrants compared to less than 10% of the whites. And then also not surprisingly, whites were 2 times more likely to live in a race-concordant neighborhood, you know, likely because whites are the majority in California. So among the predisposing and enabling variables, we see a really wide variation in the Asian population in the sense that they have higher rates of graduate school and college degree, but also higher rates of less than high school. Similarly, we also see that contrary to what we commonly believe, they actually have higher rates of uninsured and higher rates of poor and near poor. So, and finally, for this sample, we see a 6% difference in having a usual source of care, with 12% of whites not lacking a usual source of care and 18% of Asians lacking a usual source of care. So, to look at the difference by race, variables were added in hierarchically. From the crude model, you see that there's a significant difference in odds by race. Asians have a 37% lower odds of usual source of care than whites. As more variables are added in, the significance of this disparity persists as I add in the predisposing and enabling variables. However, when I add in the acculturation variables, the significance of this disparity goes away. But I do want to point out that the odds, Asians still have 23% lower odds of usual source of care than whites. And the magnitude of this disparity does decrease as more explanatory factors are added into my model. So rather than showing you tables full of numbers, which I'm very good at, I'm going to show you a few of these findings and some of the trends that I thought were really interesting when I ran the full race models for Asians and then separately for whites. So looking at the adjusted odds ratio, we see that this is education, and we see that for non-Hispanic whites, education isn't really a significant factor except for those for less than high school. In comparison, the Asian population, even those with high levels of education, they have significantly lower odds of having a usual source of care. Interestingly enough, there also isn't a gradient, which suggests that unlike whites, more education does not seem to increase odds of having a usual source of care. For income, we see a very highly significant and regressive trend for income and usual source of care for whites, but neither of these exists for Asians. In regards of insurance, we again see very different significance in the relationships with different types of insurance among whites. But among Asians, only the lack of insurance is significantly associated with usual source of care. For the acculturation factors, the two groups were actually quite similar, and I found that for both groups, adults with low English proficiency had lower adjusted odds of usual source of care, and so did recent immigrants, while living in a concordant neighborhood was not significant for either group. So, from this study, I was able to draw two major conclusions. The first is that acculturation factors appear to be key drivers of the disparity in having usual source of care between Asians and whites, and should be included, and maybe to be included in models when we look at Asian Americans in access. Not surprisingly, recent immigrants and low English proficiency are associated with low odds of usual source of care. Secondly, there are important differences in factors associated with the usual source of care for Asians compared to whites. Specifically, household income does not appear to be a barrier for Asians. More education does not increase odds of usual source of care. And finally, while the lack of insurance is clearly important for both groups, the type of insurance does not seem to have a significant association. So as with all studies, there are some limitations to this one. The first is that these results are unique to California and may not be generalizable to the U.S. California has the largest Asian population residing in it, and its healthcare system may have adapted to serve this population. However, percentages of Asians not having a usual source of care found in this study are similar to those reported at the national level. There also may be some selection bias, as the survey is not available in all Asian languages, and because illegal immigrants are probably less likely to respond. However, both of these limitations are conservative and would underestimate the odds of low usual source of care. Finally, the study variables do presume that acculturation is a linear process, and in the sense that more time in the U.S., better English proficiency presumes that a person is more acculturated and will know the healthcare system well, which is something that may or may not be true. However, despite these limitations, I think the study has some considerable strengths. I'm using a representative survey data, and this survey oversamples on Asian populations, and it provides a survey in multiple languages, which is very, very important in reducing the bias in the population surveyed. Also, I think the survey makes important contributions in understanding and untangling having a usual source of care among Asian Americans. Finally, some of the more important implications of this study. First, while I found that the odds between whites and Asians were not statistically significant after controlling for all variables in my model, I do want to emphasize that Asians were found to have 23% lower odds of having a usual source of care, even in California, and this needs to be addressed. This study clearly shows that one cannot assume that patterns of association for non-Hispanic whites and for Asian non-Hispanic whites hold for Asian Americans. I think we need to better understand what's driving usual source of care among Asians, be it the more common barriers of insurance, or is it something more intrinsic, such as cultural preferences that immigrants bring with them, such as potentially not valuing a usual source of care, not feeling that they need it. Future research should reassess the assumed associations for Asians, especially since the results of this analysis strongly suggest that Asians may have different drivers to health access than whites. Secondly, I found that I believe that acculturation factors should be included in usual source of care models for Asian Americans, so that we could better understand the disparity between whites and Asians. And finally, since there's so much variation within the Asian American ethnic subgroups, I feel that it would be important to see if these patterns of association persist across all the different ethnic subgroups. So thank you very much. I would like to acknowledge support from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, who supported my dissertation work. And thank you for coming, and please let me know if you have any questions.